Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. I see people on Twitter already about that FAI report saying it's one of the darkest days ever for Irish soccer. The total debt for the FAI stands at 55,067,472 euro. 55 million of debt. And people point out that the recent election, where there's 150 delegates, 146 voted to re-elect the current president. And obviously it's a very united organisation, and we see that Donal Conway has now indicated that he's stepping down. But will anyone from here on in get such a majority? But anyway, 55 million, and that means, unless they can get money, that means, firstly, staff losses. The good coaches, you heard them on this programme. It's about 18 months ago when John Delaney announced the cuts for the wages of the coaches, and they were really, really diligent workers travelling around the country, all weathers, encouraging great sport that is soccer. But anyway, hopefully they don't suffer once again, those that are left. Well, let me go to Angie. Angie, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. 51551 is our text number. And this, tell us what happened, Angie. It's an unusual episode, to say the least. Go ahead.
Definitely was now, Joe. So basically, you know, my mother's a very religious woman, and she's into all of that stuff. So she was told by a friend about this healing mass that took place in our local community once a month. Okay. And like my mum now, she's been to healers before, and she goes to Knock, you know, she's really into that stuff. So she was delighted about this mass. And I said I'd head down with her then, and my 13-year-old nephew came with us as well. So we came into this mass, and we came an hour early because it's a very popular mass, just to get a seat and all that. It was just held in a house.
A house, okay.
So we got in anyway, and there was prayers for about an hour then before the mass actually started.
Okay.
So this healer then was introduced to us, and we were told about how she had healed people before, and she was this great woman, and, you know, she'd done lots for people, and we were delighted, like, couldn't wait to hear her talk. So she began then speaking, and like it wasn't long before we had realised then what she was actually there to preach about. Yeah. We were told that she was going to tell us how we could get into heaven and avoid hell, and she wouldn't give us any crap, and she'd tell us the truth and all that stuff. So she began off then talking about the old ways and the good days.
Right.
And that then we kind of realised she was referring to the old Ireland and the Catholic Church back then, and kind of taken aback by that. Now, she spoke for an hour and a half, Joe, but just some of the things now that she mentioned about sins that would send us to hell really took me, and I have some of the things then. She was speaking about same-sex marriage and how that was a sin and that would send us to hell.
Okay.
And abortion or supporting abortion, suicide or suicidal thoughts. She explained then how taking the morning after pill was considered murder, and you would go to hell for that as well. And she spoke about how our politicians were leading us on the road to hell, and that they were all bad. Leo Varadkar in particular, she did name Leo Varadkar. And she then actually spoke then about how Donald Trump had come over here, but she told us that, you know, Donald Trump was a good man, and that he was going to heaven.
Oh, he was going to heaven. And where was Where was Leo going? Where was he headed?
Well, he was definitely headed for hell now because of his belief.
It's a terrible line, Andrew. But are there any? Sorry, I'll ask a few questions and we try and adjust it. But were there any Roman Catholic clerics there? Were there any priests there? And where are they from, the Longford area?
Now, that I'm not sure of.
Did they identify themselves?
They did identify themselves. There was one of them was identified because he was with her. The priest that was with her was actually, she was meant to have healed him when he was a young man. And they worked together then on this mass. Now,
And Angie, what did the priests do? If we'll try and find out, it was in the Longford area, who were the priests? But did the priests sit there while this woman, during a mass, she got up and gave this healing sermon? Is that some oxymoron in terms of, or some wrong description? And she stood there and said, our Taoiseach was going to go to hell.
Yes.
Did the two priests say anything, or did they grimace, or
no,
did they?
They did not. They sat there and listened. See, she was given this healing preach, and they said mass after. Now, she talked for about an hour and a half. Now, we left before the mass even got started. We just couldn't sit there anymore. And there was other things she mentioned then. She spoke about how she had healed a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to her that day, and when he had walked in, she had known that he had cancer on his sexual organs. And she told this man that the reason he had this cancer was because he was sleeping around with too many women, mm-hmm. and he had been abusing sex and stuff like that in his life, and that is why he now had this cancer. And she would only help him if he confessed his sins and gave them up to God, that or he would go to hell. And this cancer was his karma from God, more or less.
My God.
Which was horrendous. Now, she also asked us to pray for our ancestors.
All right.
That they, you know, any sins that they may have committed, that they wouldn't be passed down on to us, which was highly offensive. Mm. Because when we had actually walked in, we were given a sheet to write down our family tree. Now, this family tree was inclusive of my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, you know, that stuff. And to think there that she was sitting there saying that about them was just terrible, hurtful, you know. It was really bad, Joe. It was something else now. And as a young person myself living in Ireland today, I have lots of friends that have dealt with suicidal thoughts be bisexual or anything like that. And to hear someone sit there and have... And it wasn't
But Angie, were you tempted to interject?
Definitely, Joe. But the problem with that was, you know, it wasn't as if she was talking to us. It was as if she was, like, forcing these things upon us. Like, you're almost afraid to say anything. And, you know, there was so many people there as well that were just praising her. But, you know, they were supportive.
Did the priest speak while you were there?
The priest spoke just as we left.
Yeah.
The priest had started mass and he started off with hymns.
But did he refer to this woman, this so-called healer, when he stood up after her? Did he say thanks?
He just thanked her for her speech.
And did he say that was that was good, bad or indifferent?
He never said no.
He never said, okay. But he didn't intervene when she was sending our Taoiseach to hell and Donald Trump to heaven.
Yes, no, he did not. No. And I just think, you know, that for my mother now, she's very religious and she went there to pray for people.
And are these prayer meetings, are they just in the Longford area, and how long have they been going on for?
Well, this particular one, they had told us last night, it was going on for 12 years.
And is it in the same house, or is it like the patron that goes from house to house?
No, it's in the same house.
Okay. But there are clerics there from the, what diocese is Longford in?
We were told that one of them was St. Mel's. Now, I personally...
St. Mel's is
the
cathedral.
Them.
Yeah, and... Well, we can ring St. Mel's and ask them, when was this session on?
This was just last night.
Oh, just last night. Well, then we should ring St. Mel's in Longford. All right, it's in Ardagh and Clonmacnoise, one of the historic dioceses. And it's a prayer meeting and it's a mass.
Yes, that's what it is. And this woman that heals attends it and she gives her preach then at the start and, you know, mm-hmm. says whatever. But it was almost like at one point in her speech, she had kind of turned around then and said, and now what do we think is going to send us to hell, like? And, mm-hmm. you know, these people were kind of replying with these things. And, you know, just sitting there listening to that, it was extremely hurtful.
Did she mention, if she mentioned Donald Trump and Leo Varadkar, did she mention Brexit? Brexit? The EU?
No, she did not.
Did she mention
she
the EU?
She mentioned the EU politicians.
Oh, where are they heading?
They were, the EU politicians are steering us away from God's Ten Commandments, which is no same-sex marriage, no abortion, no thoughts of suicide, none of this and none of these referendums, and that these referendums are changing the laws of God.
Okay, and was this and woman, insofar as you can gather, was she native-born Irish?
She was Irish, yes.
Yeah, and accent, was she, any idea?
Just a flat accent, Joe. To be honest, I wasn't really able to tell.
Okay, okay.
She was quite an elderly woman as well.
Okay. Is there any, does any money change hands? Is there a collection?
Now, as far as we were there, there wasn't a collection, but there was a mass to be carried out, and then she was going to speak again after the mass.
Okay, and many people were in this house?
There was up on 50, Joe. It was pretty packed. Now, there was a car park across the road, and it was nearly full, like.
Yeah, and what about the age group? You're 19. Your mother's obviously at least 20 years older, I presume.
Yeah.
What was the youngest person there, do you reckon, looking around?
Well, the youngest person would have been my nephew now. He's 13.
Oh, 14.
But
there was
quite a few young people there as well. Not too many now. I'd say just a handful, but other than myself. But other than that now, they would have all been older. And it seemed to us that they were all regulars.
Right.
So, because this meeting has been going on for 12 years, as I said now, so they seem to be very regular goers.
Okay, okay. You won't be going again, will you?
Definitely not.
How do you find out about it? Would this be announced from the pulpit? Do you know?
I'm not too sure.
In advance.
Now, we were told by a family friend.
Yeah.
That's how we found out. So it was just word of mouth that we found out. But now, I'm not sure if this is advertised because, you know, there was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
It is a popular thing. And even when we were told about this, we were told to come an hour early to get a seat. Mm.
And even though it was in Advent and coming up to Christmas, there didn't seem to be much Christmas spirit there, was there?
None at all, Joe. It was
forgiveness.
More or less hate and, you know, how we can avoid going to hell.
Yeah. Okay, Angie, thanks for letting us know. We'll try and find out more. It's a bit of a mystery about who this woman was. It's a bit of a mystery about who the priests were. But if you were there last night at that healing mass, as it was called, where fire and brimstone was called down and all and sundry, beginning with the Taoiseach, would you let us know? And also why the officiating priest didn't intervene. Like, I presume if you go into any church, for example, and the priest is about to say mass and he introduces his speaker and the speaker gets up on the altar and goes after Leo Varadkar and the EU bureaucrats and sends them all to hell, that the priest, I know priests I know anyway, especially in St. Matthew's and Ballyfermot and Clontarf, I reckon they would stand up and say, hang on a minute, this is not appropriate for a house of worship and a house of peace and reconciliation. Anyway, Angie, thanks indeed, Angie. Let me go.
One more thing, Joe, before you go. I have actually got a name for you.
Oh, yeah, but don't give it to me on air.
Okay.
Give it to Laura Lee in a few seconds and we'll try and sort it. Okay, Angie, go to Margaret. And thanks, Angie.